The May 2022 digital issue of School News Roll Call for Torrance Unified School District features an article from Dr. Tim Stowe, superintendent, as follows. It is hard to believe the 2021-22 school year is nearly over. The return to full-time in-person instruction took some adjustments, but students and staff quickly found their daily rhythm and routines. I am so proud of the incredible work Team USD has done this year to ensure students are learning and everyone remains healthy. TUSD is thriving. As a district, we want to continue to expand learning opportunities for all our students. This year, we launched our Spanish dual immersion program with four classes at two schools, Carr and Torrance Elementary. Next year, the program will grow as these students start first grade. Our early college program is ready to begin in August. We originally planned for 35 students to join the program, but because of overwhelming interest from students, we were able to expand to 70 students participating as part of the inaugural cohort. This year, we also awarded the first group of students the Seal of Civic Engagement in recognition of community improvement projects they completed. In the spring, we were able to host in-person events once again. The highlight of the year was the STEAM Fair and the first regional invention convention hosted by TUSD. Over 200 students participated in these competitions, where they had the opportunity to showcase their creative and innovative invention ideas. It was fantastic to see how they brought their ideas and designs to life. After seeing so many clever and original ideas, I know the future is bright. The year started with TUSD being recognized by the Daily Breeze as the 2021 Best School District in the South Bay. The award is a result of community members voting for organizations they believe to be the best. For us, this is a reflection of the tremendous work accomplished by Team TUSD. As we wrap up the year, 25 of our schools and the district were given the 2020-2021 California Pivotal Practices Award in recognition of our distance learning program. All of these milestones could not be reached without the work of our phenomenal team. During the months of April and May, we celebrate these team members with various appreciation days for our teachers, classified staff, nurses, bus drivers, and administrative professionals. I am sure you join me in thanking them for the tremendous work they do every day to make sure students have the tools they need to be successful in and out of school. That concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.